So, I've talked to you about my first breeding and servicing my first clients, my first weeks here at the stables. But I haven't really focused on what matters most as a dirty little hoo cow. I want to talk to you about being milked. It is the most important thing I do now. It truly is my one purpose in life. All of the stupid things I worried about before are nothing in comparison to providing milk for my masters and my betters. I love being milked more than anything in the world. It's really more than what I deserve. I am just so grateful and lucky. I've explained to you how my already large breasts were turned into big milky udders by the drugs they gave me and by breeding me. I described how my once pink, pert nipples became teats, lengthened and pulled by the milking machine. I can now be adequately milked by hand, secretly. It's one of my favorite things to be manually milked. I am milked several times a day, never released from my stall, never freed from the binds that tie me to my wooden milking frame. Legs always spread wide, ankles bound to the wooden footers, hands in rough rope tied behind my back, an iron collar around my neck, which is tethered to the front of the frame. The front of the frame is lower than the back, so my ass is always up and out, ready for use. There is an opening in the frame where my big milky udders dangle, almost touching the hay on the floor below. They always swing freely, gravity helping to pull them and make them bigger and longer. I am milked more by machine than manually. They will bring in the large contraption. The two suction tubes are always attached to my teats, pulling my flesh in hard, making my teats longer and slightly more leathery. The milk is pulled from my udders and body in the most sweetly exquisite pleasure that defies words. My whole body is set aflame with arousal and desire when I am being milked. My little hoo cow cunt can't help but drool. the sweet nectar sticky and dripping down my thick thighs. Sometimes they will hook up a machine behind me to simulate double penetration. That also seems to increase my milk production, being machine fucked while I am machine milked. But as I said earlier, my favorite way to be milked as the dirty little hoo cow that I am is manually. I remember one time, in fact, it was my first female solo client. She came into my stall and looked at me for a moment. I have a hard time remembering as my brain is atrophying, but she looked like someone I may have known. Maybe someone I used to work with, but I can't say for certain. She knelt before me, not minding the hay and dirt that got on her business skirt. She smiled at me, gently patting my face, and then slid the metal milking tray beneath me. And when I heard that familiar sound, my heart skipped a beat, because I knew what joy was in store for me. Never taking her eyes off of my own, I could feel her warm hands touching my udders, massaging them, priming them for the milk to flow from them. A little smile on her face, and the rumblings of a moo deep in my throat. Her hand gripped my teat, gently but firmly, and she pulled downward, and I could feel the most amazing feeling course through my body. And as my warm, creamy milk hit the metal tray, making a tinny sound that filled the stall, my heart began to race, my breath increased, all the while she kept staring at me, smiling, kneeling next to me as she expertly milked me. My thighs were shaking at this time. My hoo cow cunny was flowing, swollen with arousal. And then all I could do was moan, but it wasn't a moan anymore. It was a and shaky pleasure as the client continued to manually milk my big udders. I don't come the same way I used to. Again, I'm changing, becoming what I'm meant to be. But I'm quite sure I came as a good hoo cow does from that delightful experience.